This is the Greenville Cub Scouts, and you're listening to 90.7 FM WGSC, Accra, Catskill, and Hudson.
Very good.
Meow.
We recommend this station.
Every Monday from 2 p.m. to 3 p.m. you can listen to our Modulism radio show. Airing electro meet acoustic music, championing the use of analog instruments. The use of electricity to sustain a sound produced with a musical intent. Each program lasts 1 hour and is especially dedicated to one composer.
WGXC underwriting is provided in part by Upstate Films, connecting the Hudson Valley through transformative cinematic experiences in both Rhinebeck and Saugerties. This December, be culturally altered by films like Queer, All We Imagine as Light, and The Cruise. Information is available at upstatefilms.org.
Wave Farms WGXC is made possible in part by the generous support Less of Tivoli, New York. WGXC supporters care deeply about creative community radio. Their generosity and investment keep this unique station viable. You too can become a monthly supporter by going to wgxc.org/donate and establishing a donation at the amount of your choosing. We hope you will do so. Thank you so much for your support.
WGXC. Hello, WGXC. All right, here we are.
Sorry, okay. We lost a little power earlier. This is the Capital District's Democratic Socialists of America Good Time Hour.
All right, now let's go right to our first song.
All right, here we are. The lakiness sad never gives up for dead when the skies of November turn gloomy. With a load of iron ore, 26,000 tons more than the Edmund Fitzgerald weighed empty. That good ship and true was a bone to be chewed when the gales of November came early. The ship was the pride of the American side, coming back from Sunville in Wisconsin. As the big freighters go, it was bigger than most, with a growing good captain well seasoned, concluding some terms with a couple of steel firms when they left fully loaded for Cleveland. Then later that night, when the ship still ran, could it be the north wind they'd been feeling? Thank you. waters made a tattletale sound, and a wave broke over the railing. And every man knew, as the captain did too, 'twas the witch of November come stealing. The dawn came late and the breakfast had to wait, when the gales of November came slashing. When afternoon came, it was freezing rain in the face of a hurricane west wind. When supper time came, the old cook came on deck saying, "Fellas, it's two rocks to feed you." At 7 p.m., a main hatchway gate in, he said, "Fellas, it's been good to know you." The captain wired in, he had water coming in, and the good ship and crew was in peril. Later that night, when his lights went out of sight, in the wreck of the Edmund Fitzgerald. Does anyone know where the love of God goes when the waves turn the minutes to hours? The searchers all say they'd have made Whitefish Bay if they'd put 15 more miles behind her. They might have split up or they might have capsized. They may have broke deep and took water. All that remains is the faces and the names of the wives and the sons and the daughters. Make your own roll, Superior sings, in the rooms of her ice water mansion. Old Michigan steams like a young man's dreams, the islands and bays are for sportsmen. And farther below Lake Ontario bakes in what Lake Erie can send her. And the iron boats go as the mariners all rule, with the gales of November remembered. In a musty old hall in Detroit they prayed, in the Maritime Sailor's Cathedral. The church bell chimed and it rang 29 times for each man on the Edmund Fitzgerald. And the legend lives on from the Chippewa on down of the big lake they call Kitchikomee. Superior, they say, it never gets up for dead when the gales of November come early.
Good evening. Again, good evening.
After technical difficulties, of course, at the beginning.
Which is the Capital District DSA Good Time Hour way, you'd think, after a year and a half. But yes, this is indeed the Capital District Democratic Socialists Good Time Hour. You're listening on WGXC ACRA 90.7 on your FM dial. Broadcast at 7 p.m. on the first Tuesday of every month. And tonight we're live from WGXC studio, on Main Street in Catskill. I'm one of your hosts, Casey, here with my overcompensating co-host, Poche Noir, otherwise known as Bill.
Bonsoir, comrades. Tonight, being February 4th of the year 2025, it's also the 16th day of the month of Pluvoise in the year 233 of the French Republican calendar. And there we go. And that intro song was secretly recorded by Deep Cover DSA members in attendance at the DNC's recent meeting in Maryland, where afterwards they all went off to a karaoke bar. You'd never know that Joseph Biden had such great, terrific pipes and that he knew that song so well, but maybe he loves songs about disasters.
Classic.
Yep. In attempting to remedy the unnatural disaster that is the Democratic Party, they chose this guy as the head of the Democratic Party, a guy named Ken Martin, who's the chair of the Minnesota Democratic Farmer-Labor Party. So that's properly spelled with three hyphens.
Talk about overcompensating.
Yes, it's true. So, of course, let me give some history about that, which I only know through Wikipedia. In 1944, Minnesota's Democratic Party merged with its Farmer-Labor Party, and Minnesota's Farmer-Labor Party itself was formed in 1918, running on a platform of farmer and labor union protection, government ownership of certain industries, and Social Security. So it was often to the far left of the Democratic Party. However, with the post-war Red Scare, it merged with the Minnesota Democratic Party as a means of expelling leftists from its ranks.
Which is indeed the Democrat way.
That is right.
Good segue, a little disclaimer.
That's right.
The remarks made tonight reflect the opinions of whomever may be speaking them and not of WGXC. Also, these remarks need not reflect the opinions of anyone else in the Democratic Socialists of America. It's just me and Bill speaking our minds, and we might not even agree with each other.
Well, if you disagree or if you want to qualify in any way anything that you hear on the show tonight, then you might consider joining the Democratic Socialists of America and make your thoughts known. There is never a line to be towed by members of the DSA. We all just want a fairer society. To be a DSA member, you do not have to be a strict Marxist, as I am. All you need to do is go to dsausa.org or to capitaldistrictdsa.org. So, Casey,
that is your prerogative, indeed.
I was planning on devoting some of the songs tonight to the subject of disasters.
And what inspired that?
Well, just basically thinking of
all of it.
The Democratic Party and such a disaster, and how they don't seem to be responding to their mistakes at all.
I have made the grave mistake of I should preface this. After all the Nazi crap, I got off of the Meta apps. So that's Facebook and Instagram.
Uh-huh. But me too. I got off of Instagram. I never was on Facebook.
Well, wow, you were barely even on Instagram too.
I know.
It's probably easier for you than I, because I have a rotten brain. But I've been a lot more on Reddit, which is just not the place to go. And every other post I see is about, like, see what you did, like, leftists for not, like, just, like, voting for Kamala and Biden and just supporting them fully. It's just so bleak. It's so bleak. And I'm like, this is going to solve it all. You guys are taking the right approach here.
They really, well, first of all, I did vote for Kamala.
Yeah. Same.
You know, but that's only, you know, I held my nose.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Okay. I don't know what Reddit is. I've heard it.
Oh, really?
Well, I don't know anything about it. I am a boomer.
You
don't know.
Indeed.
People on the radio don't know this. I'm a boomer.
Well, as the deeply millennial woman that I am, it used to be like a place that links were congregated. I think that's how it started.
Like, okay.
It was just kind of a place where you could find a news link and then a music link, and then it was kind of like a chat board, mm-hmm. as well. There'd be these different, like, smaller pages within the main page, and then, like, you could be like, you're on the music page now, or you're on the Upstate New York page, and it's like blown up massively. So now you can find the most niche things, and it can go in any dark or light direction that you so choose. But it's basically just a cesspool of links at this point on the internet and opinions.
Well, I do have a septic tank.
Well, then good.
I already have one of those. Okay, so I think we're going to go to another musical number on the subject of disasters.
In the event of something happening to me, there is something I would like you all to see. It's just a photograph of someone that I knew. Have you seen my wife, Mr. Jones? Do you know what it's like on the outside? Don't go talking to her, you'll cause a landslide, Mr. Jones. I keep straining my ears to hear a sound. Maybe someone is digging underground. Or have they given up and all gone home to bed, thinking those who once existed must be dead? Have you seen my wife, Mr. Jones? Do you know what it's like on the outside? Don't go talking to her. Mr. Jones. In the event of something happening to me, there is something I would like you all to see. It's just a photograph of someone that I knew. Have you seen my wife, Mr. Jones?
And all right, that was the pre-disco Bee Gees doing the New York mining disaster.
What year is that from?
I think like 67, 68.
And what mining disaster is
there? Is not. There isn't
okay.
one.
I was like, what New York mining disaster?
Was. I don't think there was one. I think it's just an excuse to write a song about a mining disaster, and they just placed it in New York.
Nice. Well, okay.
The right. Needles. Oh, the needles are working. Okay, very good. Okay, I was wondering.
No, we're good.
All right. Okay. So this also being February, it is Black History Month.
It is indeed. So shout out to, I want to give a shout out. I think the Black Panthers kind of set a massive stage for what mutual aid is and can be. Their like militancy that they've obviously were destroyed for and dismantled for was something that any organizer can aspire to.
They understood the whole thing about militancy and also at the same time providing school meals and things like that.
I think it's such an incredible thing. And I think right now I feel like building community, everybody talks about it all the time. We're all talking about it, especially right now, you know, in these unprecedented times.
We just had a meeting of programmers at WGXC,
which was really cool.
That was all about that.
Yeah. Yeah. We're gearing up for our WGXC Appreciation Month at the end of the month, which we will touch on in a minute. But I think going back to what community is, it's just, it takes a lot of effort to build community. It takes a lot of work. I feel like it's easy to just be like, participate in a community in like kind of lax ways. But if you want to really get involved, like it takes a lot of effort that, you know, we all have such splintered attention spans right now, and it just like kind of takes sitting down and doing it. And I think what they did and the kind of the tools that they laid and the foundation they laid for what community is and what supporting your community looks like and what mutual aid looks like is something that isn't maybe, I mean, it definitely isn't taught, at least in any sort of like
No, it's, I think, a matter of fact, I think our culture is all about atomizing people,
yeah,
and balkanizing people.
For sure.
That's
and
the way.
And they did that, like, purely out of necessity for, like, the state of the world that they were living in. But I think it's something that we can absolutely learn from. So, shout out to them.
Okay. I don't have any songs that mention the Black Panthers.
That's okay.
For tonight. However, I do have, well, I can play some Paul Robeson in a very, very existential song.
All right. Let's do it.
All right.
Old Man River, that old man River, he must know something, but don't say nothing. He just keeps rolling, he keeps on rolling along. He don't plant taters, he don't plant cotton, them that plants them, he's soon forgotten. But old man River, he just keeps rolling along. You and me, we sweat and strain, body all aching and racked with pain. Tote that barge, lift that bale, you gets a little drunk and your land's in jail. I get weary and sick of trying, I'm tired of living and scared of dying. But
legend.
Amazing. That was, what is that called? Old Man River?
That's Old Man River.
Yeah, that's from the musical Showboat.
That's right.
Rodgers and Hammerstein.
So the standard joke is, oh, he's been up the river more times than Showboat. And somebody's been in
yes.
prison many times.
Yes, yes. Yeah, great song. My dad, I just told Bill this, but every time my dad gets drunk, he loves that musical and he sings that song and it's his tell.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, all right, Steve, time for bed.
Okay.
Brilliant. I love that you just had that ready to go. I never know what Bill's going to play. I send him songs and then we see what happens.
Okay. So you sent me some songs. Let's play a song.
Or do we want to be a little appreciative?
Oh, yes. Okay. So, you know, we are hosted by WGXC, which is a terrific community radio station, all right? And one of the things that I learned is that we volunteer programmers, many of us are monthly supporters, but not all of us. And I find it very, very, frankly, rude that you could have a show on WGXC and not give at least $5 a month.
Or if you're listening,
you know.
We all love to listen.
So to that end, let me just say,
Guilt trip. You deserve a big fat guilt trip to be laid upon you.
So.
That was so scary. I hope that works because that terrified me. But I am already, I swear I'm already a monthly supporter.
Okay. So I really exhort all of the people who happen to be programmers, who are more or less people who do listen to WGXC, to get out there and just become a monthly supporter. Every programmer ought to be a monthly supporter of WGXC.
And if you love WGXC, oh God, I have to pull this up on Google before I plug this, but I'm doing it. It's happening live. Tell us why you love WGXC. You can call in. We have a line. We have an email, feedback@WGXC.org, and you can also call 518-622-2598 and give us your spiel as to why what you love about WGXC so much.
Okay. How would I pick up that phone? How would that happen?
You would pick up your phone. I don't. You don't need to call, Bill. You're on air.
I know, but they're going to call into our station,
oh,
right?
Oh, no. They're going to call. They're going to hit option 4, and they're going to leave a message.
I see.
And it might be aired during the end of the month, the appreciation week.
I see. Okay. So those are instructions to people at WGXC.
Tell us why you love the Capital District DSA Good Time Hour. Tell us why you love every other show. Tell us why you love WGXC as a whole or Wave Farm.
Are we getting in trouble by telling people to do something?
I don't think so.
Because it has to do with supporting WGXC, right? Okay, so we're going to tell you to do something. Yeah. And to that end, I'm going to play.
Now listen to me, all of you. You are all condemned men. We keep you alive to serve this ship. So row well and live.
That's from 1960s Ben-Hur.
I knew that's
the great
familiar.
Actor Jack Hawkins.
Amazing. You know,
who plays Quintus Arius? No, he is not.
Why do I always think he's in it? I think because he's in every other big 1960s.
Well, he's in Dr. Zhivago.
He's oh my Dr. Zhivago himself.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, beautiful. I picked up the score on vinyl recently for Dr. Zhivago, and it's
terrific.
Just so beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
So moving. Yeah, let's move on to some music and give them a break from our
okay.
yapping.
Are there any particular songs from the ones that you sent me that you would like to play just now?
No. Surprise me.
How? Okay.
The trouble you had, it wasn't so bad. It's only life and what you're living for. Sit down right here, I'll send away your tears. Well, we don't have to talk about it much more.
May not live with me every day. All that I
Okay. So, Casey.
Yes.
That song by the Beach Boys, Deirdre.
Mm-hmm.
Which I say Deirdre.
Yeah, I do too, I think. I think that was a mispronunciation.
I am not familiar with that song by the Beach Boys. Not that I'm big on the Beach Boys.
Yeah, I'm like pulling up what album it's from because I don't specifically remember. Sunflower. It's released 1970.
Okay.
So it's after their like surf rock kind mm-hmm. of pop days
yeah.
when they were going in a different direction.
Daddy takes your T-Bird away, that kind of thing.
Exactly. Yeah,
away
this
from
was
that.
Post.
Mm-hmm.
This was post them going a little more experimental.
Now they had nice voices, but I'm going to play a song of just a wonderful voice. I think that she is a contralto, but here she is. Wow, that was Marian Anderson.
Yeah, that was gorgeous.
Wow.
Not a contralto.
She's not a contralto. Yeah. Though the contralto is the lowest of female voices, I think.
Yes.
Isn't that?
Yes.
Okay.
I mean, yeah, yes.
I heard somebody once describe Chrissy Hynde as a contralto, which I'm like,
no.
That doesn't fit.
I mean, I don't know what the range is, maybe, but.
Probably
I don't
in the
think so.
Probably in the viewing in the listening audience, the viewing audience.
Yeah.
Somebody knows what knows
yeah,
the notes
know.
For a contralto. All right.
Correct us. We're
fools. Let's see. What else could we play for tonight? Let's see. That's so great about disasters. Oh my God. What do we have going on here?
Ooh.
burst into flames. Get it started, get it started. It's flashing, and it's flashing. It's flashing terrible. Oh, my, get out of the way, please. It's burning, bursting into flames, and it's falling on the morning fast, and all the folks between that this is terrible. This is the worst of the worst catastrophes in the world. Oh, it's flashing, 400 or 500 feet into the sky, and it's a terrific crash, ladies and gentlemen. The smoke and the flames now, and the flame is crashing to the ground, not quite to the mooring mast. All the humanity and all the furniture.
So
no.
That's the golden age of radio. They didn't have TV for that.
That was tragic. Oh my gosh.
That was a long time ago.
Yeah.
Yes, and also had swastikas on the fins.
Oh Jesus!
If do you ever seen the Hindenburg?
Tell? No,
anybody who hears "Oh the Humanity," they know it's the Hindenburg.
Okay, that's quite a generalization. Anybody who hears it, I sure didn't.
Okay.
Bill, your boomer is showing.
I know. That's from Lakehurst, New Jersey, where they tried to moor the thing. And there you go. There was a movie about the Hindenburg. Hold it. Starring Simon Ward? No. Who was in Logan's Run? Who was that guy, that actor?
I have literally not a Scooby as to any of the names you just said.
Okay. A guy who played LeBeouf on Hogan's Heroes, Robert Clary, was in the movie about the Hindenburg. It wasn't Simon Ward.
Was it a
somebody
good
else.
Movie? We should get Amanda. Oh my God, how fun would it be to talk old movies with Amanda?
That would be great.
Jenny? Ooh. Shout
that
out.
Would be great. I'm like Mr. Turner classic movies.
Yeah, truly.
Okay.
Well, should we do a little DSA?
Let's promote DSA a little bit in a very non-exhortational
way.
Yes.
February is a big old month.
Yes, there's a lot going on.
So I'm just going to read down the list.
Mm-hmm.
I'll skip yesterday and today. This Thursday, there is the first of 4 healthcare teach-ins. It's going to be every Thursday, 6:30 to 4:30, on Zoom.
On Zoom.
Our political education committee is working with, they are also very deeply knowledgeable on the New York Health Act.
Mm-hmm. Trying to pass the New York Health Act to give basically what would be essentially a Medicare for All scheme for all New Yorkers.
Which,
you know,
in
making
our opinion,
healthcare
is
a right.
So desperately needed. Yes, because healthcare is a right.
Mm-hmm. It is.
And so this Thursday, it will be an overview of the U.S. health system. The next one will be models of universal health coverage. That is Thursday the 13th.
Mm-hmm.
Then Thursday the 19th, it is U.S. health reform history and causes of failed attempts. And then the last one, I think I may have read that incorrectly. Overview, the models of U.S. of universal health coverage, then health reform history and causes. And then the last one is state-based health reform and deficiencies in incremental solutions, a.k.a. the time is nigh, we need to pass sweeping legislation.
And that is on the last Thursday of the month.
Yes.
At 7:30.
There's more information on that on capitaldistrictdsa.org.
Mm-hmm. And let's see, what else do we have that's going on interesting here? We have all, of course, regular committee meetings, but we all know all about that because that's all on our Slack channel.
Mm-hmm.
We have
the Hudson Valley Power Authority 101 orientation with Mid-Hudson Valley DSA, which I am apparently speaking at. I was asked yesterday.
Who asked you?
Mid-Hudson Valley DSA. Don't know why.
Okay.
But I said yes. So if you want to hear me droll on a little more,
I'm going to go to that. Of course, I'm going to support
that
you on that.
That is on Zoom as well. That's Wednesday the 19th at 6:30 p.m. Also, my mom's birthday.
Okay.
Happy birthday, Mom. Let's pass the Hudson Valley Power Authority. Jumping around a little bit, there's the REST Act rally and press conference this coming Thursday, I should say. No, is it this coming Thursday? Yes.
Yep. The 6th. This very Thursday.
This very Thursday, which is in Albany, that is trying to pass rent control expansion bills. They rallied today as well, I believe, according to the news and according to the Slack messages that are incoming. So that's desperately needed in these times as well. Yeah, a lot of great organizing. And yeah, all of this is on the events page of the CapitalDistrictDSA.org website.
Fair to say that all of this stuff, like the Zoom meetings that came out of the pandemic, really ended up making organizing tools for us.
Yeah, shockingly. Mm-hmm. Oh, a big one is we are having our general meeting of the Capital District DSA on Saturday, the 22nd? Yes, the 22nd? Saturday the 22nd from 3 p.m. to 5 p.m. at the Avalon Lounge.
Oh, that's going to be fabulous.
And we won't have to... we'll all eat kimbap afterwards. Sorry, Donovan. He works in the kitchen and he hates making kimbap.
Okay, very good. Very good. Okay. We took care of a little business. Let's play a little music now.
We earned it.
Yes. So let's see. Let's see. I like disasters. Oh, speaking of disasters, Marianne Faithfull died, and she has done my favorite version of this song, and I'm going to play it right now. I'm going to surprise you about it.
Okay.
Well, you've heard it. Oops. Let's try it again. Top, they are telling you still. Okay, that was not FCC compliant for a little bit of it.
Shh, you're not supposed to. That was a cover of John Lennon's
Working Class Hero.
Working Class Hero.
You're not a fan of John Lennon?
No, he's a bad person. I mean, he writes great music, but
yep.
Famously kind of a dirtbag.
Yeah. Yes, yeah. I know. But maybe those people are the ones who have to write things like Imagine, maybe in a way. Some kind of like negative thing that has to make a positive thing like that.
Maybe. Or maybe they're just deeply not self-aware or very compartmentalized as people.
It could be.
Who could say? I also have to give a shout out to our comrade Anthony, who is a member of DSA, who messaged me and he said, I'm a millennial, and I knew that he was playing the Hindenburg announcement. So apologize to fellow millennials and all people of all ages. I'm the odd man out here.
Okay. I'm always shocked when I see footage of the Hindenburg with those swastikas on the fins.
Yeah.
And then I'm like, I'm glad it went down.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, good Nazi is a dead Nazi.
Mm-hmm.
Well, so Valentine's Day is also coming up, Bill.
That's true.
Should we talk about love and disasters? The disasters of love.
Oh, disaster of love. Let me see. What do I have here about that?
I don't know. I don't know. I think organizing is a deeply loving thing.
Solidarity is. All right.
Deeply loving. It comes from a place of warmth. I mean, I'm sure.
But so much of romantic love is all about like, oh, let's get these two people together. And then they get their little house and they get this and they accomplish.
Why?
They you know, rather than anything broader than that.
I don't think that that's true necessarily. I mean, yes, like.
I think it's always, you know.
Those are touchstones of it. But. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I have to ruminate on that because I don't know if I agree with you. But I don't know if it's also just my nature to immediately knee-jerk disagree with you.
That's what I like about you best. Okay, to that end, I'm going to play I Kicked a Boy.
Nice. Was the Sundays with I Kicked a Boy.
Okay.
I love the Sundays.
I'm still in the mood for disasters.
Okay. I think you're always in the mood for disasters.
That's true. Let's see. That song is too long for this.
Well, we have 9 minutes.
Okay. Well, we're going
to
play.
We want to end a little early because we got to turn the studio over.
All right. So.
So should we say our goodbyes and play it out?
Let's see. I have a 4-minute and 19-second song. You think that's enough? Or is that too long?
I think let's say goodbye and then just have give the people a little tunes for the rest of their 7 p.m. hour.
Okay.
So, thank you, comrades.
All right. Thank you. I will be back again next month, which would be, I think also, would be March 4th.
March 4th. Is today the 4th? It is the 4th. I never know what day it is, so yes.
All right.
Fat Tuesday.
Fat Tuesday. Oh, I'm going to play a lot of everything involving alligators.
Because and jazz, I hope.
That's right.
If you are interested in joining DSA, you can find out more information at dsausa.org, where you'll find many levels of membership to comport with your finances. Or you may find out more about our specific chapter at capitaldistrictdsa.org.
Okay. There's two types of organizations for social change, ones that rely upon members' dues and others that rely upon donations. DSA is the dues-reliant type. It doesn't spend its time hustling for donations or for grants or sucking up to any donors, but rather strictly depends, and since I said strictly depends upon winning people to its ranks with ideas.
Not that there's anything wrong with the donation-funded places, and if you would like to donate, you can do so to WGXC.
That's true.
Or you can pay, you know, a monthly donation, which is somewhat of a membership.
That's right.
As little as $5 for both orgs, if you so choose.
All right, comrades and other listeners who are not yet comrades.
What is French for, it's au revoir, isn't it?
Au revoir, yes.
Au revoir. Oh, God, I hope.
Au revoir.
I'm so sorry to any French speakers out there.
You need a vacation in Quebec.
I was in Paris in October, and I still was just like, I literally can't even think of how to say hello right now in French. Bonsoir.
Mm-hmm. Sœur Annette was my French teacher. Sister Annette.
Hot. Was she hot?
I don't know. I never saw her out of her habit.
Oh, right.
And I never saw it was underneath her wimple.
But was her personality hot?
She was very nice. She was very sweet.
Love that.
All right. I think this is going to be our outro. Because I want to lift people's spirits after all that disaster stuff.
Yes.
You ready?
Till next time.
Why look so awfully tragic? Put on a happy face. Smiling can work like magic, put on a happy face. Take off the gloomy mask of tragedy, it's not your style. You look so good that you'll be glad you decided to smile. Pick out a pleasant outlook, stick out that noble chin. Wipe off the full of doubt look, slap on a happy grin. And spread sunshine all over the place. Just put on a happy face. Put on a happy face. Put on a happy face. Why do you mope around so sourly? It's such a strain. I always try to chuckle hourly, it clears the brain.
I knew a girl so gloomy, she'd never laugh or sing. She wouldn't listen to me, now she's a mean old thing.
So spread sunshine all over the place. put on a happy. Ladies and gentlemen of the class of 99, wear sunscreen. If I could offer you only one tip for the future, sunscreen would be it. The long-term benefits of sunscreen have been proved by scientists, whereas the rest of my advice has no basis more reliable than my own meandering experience. I will dispense this advice now. Enjoy the power and beauty of your youth. Oh, never mind. You will not understand the power and beauty of your youth until they've faded. But trust me, in 20 years, you'll look back at photos of yourself and recall in a way you can't grasp now how much possibility lay before you and how fabulous you really looked. You are not as fat as you imagine. Don't worry about the future, or worry, but know that worrying is as effective as trying to solve an algebra equation by chewing bubblegum. The real troubles in your life are apt to be things that never crossed your worried mind, the kind that blindsides you at 4 p.m. on some idle Tuesday. Do one thing every day that scares you. Sing. Don't be reckless with other people's hearts. Don't put up with people who are reckless with yours. Floss. Don't waste your time on jealousy. Sometimes you're ahead,